J. Chris Huffe, Talk Money Gang, Nico World, catch me on Bodega Talks. I'm going to show you how to make that $20 stretch the Talk Money way.
Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy, Black Zini, and today we are with Brooklyn's very own Jay Critch, a 26-year-old artist who's made it amongst the city's biggest talents. Critch kicked off his musical career growing up in the Clinton Hill neighborhood of Brooklyn. Inspired by his brother's rapping hobby, the then-teenage aspirant switched gears from basketball to beats. Armed with a laptop and garage band, Critch got to create alongside friends, a student of Fab, Jay-Z, and Lil Wayne. Jay Critch is forging a path for the new New York by fusing his natural penchant for lyricism with an undeniable swag.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
What's the word?
What's good, bro? How's everything?
Cooling, man. Cooling. Everything was good, man. I was overseas with it. You know what I mean?
Hey, he was in Paris.
Euro stepping.
Bro. I was like, all right. We pushed that interview back, but it's for a good reason. I fuck with it. Hey, welcome back to Bodega Talks, everybody. It's your boy, Black Zini. I'm here with none other.
Jay Critch Huffe, you know that, man. Thank you. Yeah.
We out to the deli?
Let's do it. Oh, first and foremost, pull up over here. Homie Hibachi, you know what I'm saying? Come get right.
Come get right. Homie Hibachi in Best-Eye. You know what I mean? Bedford and Hancock.
Yeah.
Yo, so tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Jay Critch Huffe, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, Clinton Hill, Fort Greene, downtown Brooklyn. I also live right over here. Up the block, Monroe and Franklin. So we right, you know what I'm saying? We right on our sides right now.
I heard you.
That's so, where we grew up.
That's crazy, bro. I used to live in Clinton Hill. This is like 2017 type shit. I was like on Grand Street, 37 Grand.
Word, right?
Fucking the storage spot.
You right there.
Hell yeah. So when you was growing up in Clinton Hill, what was that like? Because, I mean, shit.
It was a lot different than it was now. You feel me? They trying to erase the hood.
They trying to gentrify heavy.
Yeah, it's different now. But when I was growing up, the hills was just love. You feel me? It's real Brooklyn vibes, community vibes. Everybody know each other, family, and all of that. Like, it's just was outside. Everybody was outside. We growing up in the parks. You feel me?
Type shit.
Yeah, that's how I could describe it best.
Nah, I respect it, bro. I love my time out there. I'm not gonna lie. It was quiet, bro. It was mad chill.
Yeah, it's calm.
It was close to all the action, but it was just out the way. You feel me? Like, you fuck with the Chinese spot on Myrtle? Come Cow?
Come Cow is legendary.
No, bro.
Grew up off that shit.
Still there, bro.
I grew up off that shit. Farming the deli and Come Cow.
They trying to make it
a TikTok trend now.
What?
Farm in the deli, yeah, I don't like that.
Farm in the deli.
I don't like that. Y'all TikTokers, stay out of Clinton Hills. Stay off of Myrtle Avenue. We not jacking all that Farm in the Deli TikToking. If we catch y'all TikToking and Farm in the Deli, I ain't gonna tell you. We stealing sandwiches.
You gotta buy me a sandwich.
We stealing sandwiches.
All right, so you grew up in Clinton Hill. There was obviously a few legends that came from Clinton Hill. How did you get into music yourself?
My big brother was rapping. So I just always, like as a young nigga, I always just wanted to rap, make music, you feel me? When I was young, like, that's how I really first got started. Or
you play any sports growing up?
Yeah, I played ball.
What? Yeah, you told shit.
Yeah. Right around the corner right here on Fulton and Nostrand up the block is Explode Studios. That's where I made all my first early songs.
Yeah, literally. All right, so we at the bodega right now. You ready to get some food?
Let's do it.
Right?
Let's do it. Let me show y'all how to make this 20 stretch. Nah, after you, man.
All right, y'all. So, as part of our show, we give the artist $20. We like to see what you would get with $20 in the bodegas. Like you were saying before.
Give me $20.
Like you said before, $20 back in the day.
Listen, I'm gonna show y'all how to make this 20 stretch. If you had 20 as a youngin', New York City, you had a great day. Let's do it.
I hear that.
I bet. Where we gonna start?
Wherever you want.
All right, so look, say, you know what I'm saying, you just smoked your first spliff of the day, you need some munchies. First thing you gonna do, you gonna come over here. Let me get a peanut M&M's, bro. And I will also get, let me get the blue Sour Power Straws. Yeah, if you know. Blue Power, yeah, you either get the blue or you get the strawberry. Those was all right, but the yellow ones was trash. The yellow and the rainbow. Look, blue or strawberry. That's that. Now, if you was hungry, you would come and you would get like a, you know what I'm saying? You could get like a croissant with turkey bacon. You could get like a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know, everybody say chopped cheese, but we're not too crazy on the chopped cheese. That's like when we was in school and shit, you know what I'm saying? Now you gotta come over here to the Bev's. You gotta get you. See, this is when you got $20 and you wanna treat yourself. Cause you know the Martinelli's is a little.
Number one apple juice.
This shit, yeah.
That's the number
this shit
one
250.
Apple. Yo, bro, if
this
you shit really 250. About that, you just gotta get the gallons on for like eight.
That's a fact.
You feel me? And you save mad
bread. But we trying to make this 20 stretch.
Nah, I feel you.
And we treating ourselves. So we gonna get one more in at least. You heard? You see, they up the price on these. Back in the day, you grabbed two. You know what I'm saying? Now this shit, they upped it, but we gonna still grab two. You get two bags of chips. Look, we going to up it. Taste chocolate chip, because that's how I'm feeling.
We're at eight right now, eight.
That's how I'm feeling. Okay. Get those. Look, these like when you got a little extra bread in your pocket, you know what I'm saying? When you got some extra dollars to spend, you can do the Martinelli's and shit. Look, then you come grab a water. The big one. Because the next purchase, you're going to need this. Look, we got like $5 left, and you know where that's going. You know where that's going, buddy. Look, I got my munchies, got my smokes, got a dollar left. We lit. Good looking, bro. Yes, sir.
So, since the beginning of you being an artist, like, what have you learned along the way that's helped shape you?
The main thing is to just stay true to who you are as an artist. For me, don't try to copy no waves, follow no trends, because I feel like that's how you burn yourself out. You feel me? Trying to stay up to date with what's going on.
Putting all this extra work when you can just chill.
Yeah, like the reason artists become lit is because it was something they like about you. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you gotta stay doing that. Like I don't like following trends. I don't follow no waves. Like I just record. Make shit how I want to make shit.
At your own pace.
That's the best thing to do. You gotta do stay doing that.
All right. So how do you stay grounded? Like how do you keep yourself humble throughout all the fame and success?
It's about who you got around you. Feel me? You gotta keep the real ones around you, the ones that you grew up with, the ones you could count on.
So being young in the game, I mean, you're still young. I mean, you've been out for a while, but. You're still pretty young, you feel me? Like, what advice do you have for up-and-coming rappers, people that are trying to keep their head, I mean, keep stay level, but also pursue the dream?
Man, just stay true to yourself, man. Stay true to your sound. Don't follow nobody. Stay 100, stay official. Don't do no goofy shit to burn yourself out, because there's a lot of goofy shit going on so that people could climb that ladder. Don't do it. That ladder get kicked over. Now you looking like a goofy.
Now you look stupid on the floor.
Yeah. Now you on the floor looking stupid. That's how I'm going to tell the youngest. That's all I can say.
I respect it, bro. And if that go over your head, damn. I apologize.
That's a fact. Bodega Talks, man. Signed it. Yes, sir. It's cold as shit out here.
Hey.
Let's do
it. After this project that drops, Humble Giant, what's after that? Are we looking at music videos?
Nico World.
Songs? Oh, Nico World.
Nico World, right after Humble Giant. We flooded.
Flooding the streets. You flooding the streets. Okay.
Yeah, so.
What the fuck with that?
Humble Giant is packed
people
up.
We'd like to take a break first, you feel
Humble
me?
Humble Giant packed up, ready to go. Nico World is already in the works. Like, you know what I mean? This year, I'm trying to give my fans real projects, this whole project, you feel me? That's all I'm focused on. So it's Humble Giant, Nico World.
Heard it. All right. So now I'm gonna ask you some personal questions. Nothing too crazy. What are your top three pet peeves?
My top three pet peeves is when somebody brings something up and then they be like, never mind. And you already brought it up, so like you got it.
It's like now you gotta say something. You gotta speak up, bro.
You have to.
I'm weak.
Like, we not going past it if you don't say it. Like,
exactly. You don't bring that shit
that's
up.
Number, that's number one. Number two, I hate too many questions. Not like interview shit.
Nah, I get what you're saying, man. In public, like, if you trying to walk past somebody talking to you,
let's
talk real quick.
Just anybody, like, you talking to somebody, they just got a million questions for you. Like, damn, bro, like, you the police, like. Number three, I say a pet peeve is like just obnoxious, loud, overly loud people. Like you'll never be quiet. You just always loud.
You always.
it's cool, but it's like after a while.
After a while, you get sick of that shit.
Yeah, I need my peace and quiet.
What's your perfect fit?
Perfect fit is some good denims. I don't care what brand, just good jeans. Like,
well made
jeans. Some white ups. I love white ups. Or just some clean runners. I like runners, like some Dior runners, some Louis runners. Okay. There you go. Then you gotta go. I like hoodies, so you go hoodie with the denims with the white ups. That's my perfect fit. If it's cold, I'm all
jacket.
Clear.
Heard you. Heard you. The bubble joint?
Fit. That's a Chris fit.
The bubble joint?
Yeah.
All right. I respect that. What do you hope people can walk away with from this interview? Like, what do you hope that people learn?
Well, one, I hope you learn. If you get $20, don't spend the whole $20 in the corner store. You got to make that $20 stretch. You know what I'm saying? I spent the whole $20 for the video. I really would have spent 10. And I would have held the other 10. I would have held the other 10. I would have went up the block over there. I would have got me a little down and I would have got high. You know what I'm saying? But don't get high, kids. Don't get high.
All right, bro. Well, thank you for your time, my G. Appreciate you, bro. Until next time, when you got that New York listening, hit me up, bro. We all gonna come through, show some love.